There are a lot of people that say that we're living in the golden age of television. Mm. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.
Yeah.
And I want to believe that. But then I turn on TV, and I'm given a strong dose of reality. By that, I mean reality shows everywhere.
Yes.
Every year, America is met with some brand new reality show that promises to be the most insane, unscripted, mind-blowing thing you've ever seen.
Yeah.
And that's why in recent years, there's been shows like Extreme Bikini Waxing, Surviving Fourth Grade, and Love at First Blood Transfusion.
Oh.
I don't know if any of those are shows, but they probably will be soon.
Yeah, we just gave people ideas.
Yeah. But in the United States, that looks tame compared to what's being aired on foreign television right now. In fact, a list just came out of some of the most insane reality TV shows that are debuting in other countries, and they put the U.S. to shame. So let's take a look at some of those shows. Number four, over in Iraq, there's a reality show called Put Him in Buka.
Okay.
It's named after Camp Buka, the dreaded American prison for suspected terrorists.
What?
And basically, it punks real celebrities with fake terrorist threats against their lives. Sounds fun.
Gotcha.
Wow, yep. Nothing better than basing it on terrorist prison. Cool.
Here's how it works. The host of the show drives around with a famous celebrity who's completely oblivious to the fact that they're about to be pranked. But instead of trying to make the celebrity cry or do something embarrassing, the host of the show hides a fake bomb inside the victim's car.
Oh, no.
And then he has them drive through an Iraqi military checkpoint.
Oh, my God.
Where real soldiers are doing vehicle checks.
Oh, my God.
The soldiers quickly spot the bomb and then terrify the celebrities by sounding alarms, pointing the gun barrels at them, and ordering them to get out of the car and get on the ground.
Wow, funny.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I just be laughing so hard. Like, look, that guy thinks he's going to die.
The hosts sometimes make it worse by encouraging celebrities to just floor it and outrun the soldiers.
Oh my God.
To see if they'll just burst through the barricades.
Not smart.
Eventually, they do reveal that it's a prank. The producers defend the show saying, quote, "The show is an educational one so that people are more alert to check their car before getting in." Most of the celebrities are fine with it later, too. One said, "I honestly could have died, but it's worth it to make the Iraqi people laugh."
Okay.
This is funny to them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I think I need to move to Iraq.
Oh, God.
That's hilarious to me.
I feel bad for people in Iraq right now.
These are the craziest reality TV shows that are actually airing in foreign countries that put American reality shows to shame. Number three, in China, there's a reality show called Wonderful Friends.
Okay, that sounds pleasant.
Yeah, like
that's where B-list celebrities in China spend about a month at the zoo taking care of exotic animals. Meanwhile,
how do they get that okayed?
They have the celebrities participate in dangerous challenges. For example, in one event, they have to hug a whale shark while it's getting vaccinated and thrashes around in the pen. Another event has the participants give pedicures to elephants.
I'm pretty sure that this is like animal abuse, you guys.
And another one makes them dress orangutans up in costume for a zoo fashion show.
Yeah, that's abuse.
That's shaming.
You
that's just shaming.
Put makeup on it.
Yeah, like it. It loves it.
The celebrities on the show are known for their dumb, impulsive behavior and horrible tempers. Mm. One scene features a celebrity arming a chimpanzee with a wooden bat and getting it to chase a bear around.
Whoa!
I gotta say, that's impressive training. Yeah, I mean, like, not cool, but still,
right?
A little bit.
I want to see an orangutan in a dress with some makeup on chasing around a bear with a bat. That'd be cool. Number two, there's a show in Germany called The Fastest Swimmer. That's where 12 random men all donate their sperm at a bank.
Oh, sperm bank. Why didn't I think it'd be a swim?
I thought it was too.
This
I'm like,
boring.
Just to be clear, the act of the donation isn't shown on TV.
Oh.
That's a bummer. It should be.
Oh, man.
Then what's the point of watching?
Yeah.
And the samples are put together in a petri dish, all the samples, with one egg in the middle, and then they wait to see whose swimmers will fertilize that egg first.
Wait, they're actually making a baby?
Yeah. At the end of each episode, they do a big DNA test, and they reveal which man had the fastest swimmers,
dude.
And that person gets awarded with a brand new Porsche.
Can you imagine this
what?
In Vegas?
Wait,
I got bets on the swimmers.
Yeah, except for they get a brand new Porsche and also, like, paying for a kid the rest of their life, right?
I'm sure somebody will adopt it. Whatever.
Whatever.
The producers of the show say fertility is a big thing in Germany. Nearly 2 million German men have been diagnosed as sterile, so for the average viewer, watching fertile guys compete against each other is pretty exciting.
Okay.
It's another show that I would definitely watch.
Please, please. Yeah.
You know what? I'm glad that we've taken all the romance out of baby making.
And the number one craziest foreign reality show is a TV show in India called Axe Your Ex.
Okay.
It's basically a prank show that allows people to get revenge on their cheating exes. And the pranks are not lighthearted ones.
Uh-oh.
In one episode, a woman puts a fake body in her ex's trunk and then calls the police on him.
What?
And cameras roll as the cops show up to the house, search his vehicle, and arrest him.
Oh.
Another episode features a man going into his ex's office and dumping a bucket of sheep's blood over his former girlfriend's head while she's sitting at her desk. And then he publicly reveals that she was unfaithful to him and then parades all the men that she cheated with through the office.
Okay. So
it's not really a prank so much.
No, it's like harassment. That's just harassment.
And if that's not funny enough, there's also a fake police interrogation where your ex gets brought into the station for questioning, and then they get slapped around a bit by the actor who's in a cop uniform, and they're told that they will wind up in an unmarked grave in the wilderness if they don't confess to random crimes.
Okay, wow. I'm not sure what I'm more concerned about, the people who are setting this up with their ex or everyone else who's laughing at it.
Yeah, most episodes usually end with the ex crying or pleading for their lives.
Oh, great.
But the former boyfriends or girlfriends, finally, they get to pop out and be like, you just got axed.
Oh, gotcha.
Hilarious.
Silly.
Yeah, I bet they are totally relieved.
Mm-hmm. Text in at 78592. Which one of these foreign TV shows would you like to see brought over to America? All of them. All of them. All right, your phone tap's coming up right after this. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning.